Visiting quick feed. Visit.
No. Okay.
Test.
Good morning, good evening, good day to everyone on Audio Pub, my fellow Audio Pubians. Today it is a high of 25 degrees Celsius, and we are
voiceover is echoing.
Echoing? You should only be hearing it once.
The bite bender says it's like you have two. The bite bender says listen to the stream.
Listen to the stream, gotcha.
Start window. Firefox app. Frame. Mozilla Firefox busy. Navigate.
Oh, by the way, that's going to be a thing. Oh, I know why it's echoing. I know exactly why.
Run dialog type the next. Folder view list. Start menu with local disk. C. Program.
We're going to sort that out right
item
now.
View list. Go 20 of 7. Go
you should
item.
Be able to hear my speech.
Go 21 of 7.
I have go that patched today because... That'll be necessary. If anyone needs me to...
The vendor says I hear your MVD and that one's fine.
Yeah. If anyone needs me to slow things down with MVDA so that it's easier to understand, let me know.
Out of tab, tab, routing. Selected. Routing property page, routing region table with 7. Row 2. Inputs column 3, microphone. Inputs column 6, game. Inputs column 7, console. Inputs column 8, lighting.
The bite vendor says, is that really Windows 7 or what's happening?
It is not. Just
output headphones over checkbox check routing from line into headphones.
Sounds. I'm surprised you can
output stream mix row 4 inputs line in column 7 checkbox check routing from line into broadcast mix.
Don't even notice.
Output stream mix row 4 inputs line in column 7 checkbox check routing from line into broadcast mix. Output chat mix row 5 checkbox check routing from line into chat mix. Output sampler row 6 checkbox check routing from line into sampler. Not checked.
Send another sanity check.
The byte bender says
half check. Message. Let's see if we got this worked out.
The bite says perfect.
I unpatched the Mac from one of the patch things, so you should only be able to hear it once now. Actually, I will send a message.
Enable chat reader expanded button.
I can't hear it anymore.
The bite bender says yeah, it's working just fine.
Sorry, I have to unpack
output,
it from
output stream mix row 4 checkbox check routing output headphones row output stream mix row 4 inputs line in column 7 checkbox check
routing from line into broadcast mix. Now it isn't.
Output chat mix row 5 checkbox check output stream mix row 4 checkbox check routing from line into broadcast mix. Not checked.
Okay, let's see.
Enable chat reader expanded button. Send button live
should
chat
be
group.
Good now.
Send a message.
The bite vendor says half check.
We should be solid.
The bite vendor says perfect.
Okay, perfect. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good day. As I said, it is a lovely 25 degrees Celsius outside, and today we're going to be doing a music stream. So instead of me going out and getting some wonderful, delicious sunlight, I'm here with you guys instead, enjoying... I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, so today I'm going to be making music. I'm going to be streaming music during our break times when we are just talking and that sort of thing. And right now I'm going to be working on making the music for the Friday stream. So, I have Reaper open already.
Go XLR utility 01 Mozilla Firefox column 3. Crosscast 0 put Mozilla Firefox.
I also have Mozilla Firefox open, even though I don't actually need it. So let's get rid of that.
Go XLR utility. Go XLR utility 01.
And let's get rid of this.
Crosscast. Go XLR utility. Crosscast unsafe. Project Reaper v7.71. No tracks.
And let's get ourselves into Reaper. I'm going to slow down the speech rate.
Volume 100, 0. Rate 0.
Oh, I can't.
Volume 100. Rate 0. Volume 100. Rate 0. NVDA menu.
I forgot about that.
Preference tools. Universal multi-link. Help sub. Universal settings of universal. Universal multi-link. Cancel. OK button. Non-Japanese rate adjustment. 5. 50. 0. Blank. 0. 5.
Let's bring it down to...
Unsaved. Project. Reaper. No tracks.
30. I know that's kind of slow for those who are used to fast speech. It is for me, certainly. But, I want to be nice to those who, may not be able to understand.
The Bite Bender says this is going to be agonizingly slow for me.
I'll...
NVDA menu. Preferably universal multi-setting.
I'll speed it up a little bit.
Cancel. OK button. Non-free. 0. Blank. 0. Unsaved project. Reaper V7.71.
I'll speed it up to 35.
No tracks.
That should be understandable for those who can't understand understand fast speech rate and yet be just fast enough for us to not be annoyed by it. Anyway.
Num lock on. Num lock off.
We're going to insert 4 new tracks. Actually, I'm going to make... So what I do with Reaper... typically. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask and I'll try to explain as best as I can. I have trouble explaining certain things, but I'll do my best. So basically, we need to create a subfolder called instruments is what I usually do just because I like things to be organized into folders. You Logic users might know it as track stacks. So I'm going to make one called
one track name.
Instruments.
Pain. One instruments. Folder.
I press shift enter on that track to make it a folder. And if you want to make tracks just by themselves, by the way, you would do control T, which is what I did there to make a blank track. I also like to go in here.
Context menu, track in, track record, automatic meter, submenu, input, none I.
Control applications key to, or actually, is it control?
Unsaved project context, track, automatic input, none I.
No, it's just applications key. And you go up to input, none, and you press enter
unsaved
on that. You don't have to. You can have it be an input. I like to turn off input because this track is just supposed to be blank. And so then we make the second track, end of instruments.
Pain. Two end of instruments. End of folder, one instruments.
And you make that the end track.
Const track, track, off, me, input, MIDI, sub, menu, input, none, I. Unsaved.
Set input to none. One. We go back up here. Let's make our first instrument track. Now you would do that by pressing Control Insert. Since I'm using NVDA, you have to do that twice. So control and then insert twice. 1, 2.
Add effects to track to end of instrument.
And then you can type in the filter box to search which you want to do if you have a bunch of plugins like I do. I typed magic, so we're going to go down.
Magic, list 1, list, magical 8-bit plug 2, imp, VST 3i 1 of 2.
And we're going to press enter on that track. Or VST, sorry.
Add effects to track 2 end of instruments. FX track 2 end.
Taking a minute. Okay, so now it puts you back in the FX window. You want to shift tab a couple times.
Remove add button.
And then press up arrow from here to put yourself in the plugin interface.
Pulse magical 8-bit plug 2. Pulse slash square combo box. Pulse slash square collapsed.
So that's set to pulse slash square. That's all we really need, so we press escape to get out of here.
Unsaved project, Reaper V7.10, 2 end of instruments, end of folder, 1 instruments. 2 end of instruments, end
I
of...
I don't know
FX,
why...
VST 3i, magical 8-bit plug 2, imp, list item focus selected, 1, 2 end of instruments, end of folder, 1 FX, track, unsaved, 1 open. Insert virtual instrument on new track, dialog filter, search filter, combo box collapsed, and selected
don't
magic.
I know why it
list
inserted
list, magical
the plugin
plug.
On the end of instruments
magical
track.
8-bit
that's
magic.
Quite obnoxious.
FX,
but
track 2 magic.
Oh well.
R magical 8-bit plug 2. 3 end of
I'm just gonna have to go
FX,
in and
track 3
it from here.
VST 3i. Unsaved project.
Anyway.
2R magical 8-bit plug
as
2.
As you can see, the default is pulse slash square. So that works out in our favor. So I'm going to call this track
edit track name
square
selection.
Layer 1.
Pane.
And we're going to customize some of the settings for it. So,
Portamento time, 12. Advanced colors, ask type, gain, 3. Max poly, attack, max poly, 4.
Max poly. I like to make realistic 8-bit music. So,
value, slider 8.
We're going to set that to
1.
1.
Unsaved.
This means you cannot do chords on this instrument. So, if
virtual
I
MIDI keyboard dial.
Play it now, it'll cut off the original note to play the second one. And it's not like a re-trigger. It's not like Surge XT, where if you let go of the one note while you're still holding another, it'll go back down. It'll just stop. So keep that in mind. Now, I'm going to make... I could insert another track, or I could just Control C.
1-2 arm square layer 1.
On this one.
1 track copied.
And then paste it.
1 track added. 2-3 arm square layer 1. Edit track name land.
We're going to name this duplicate track.
1.
Square layer 2.
Pain.
And just like that, we have our second track. Now, the third track, we're going to copy this again.
1 track copied. 1 track added. 3-4 arm square layer 2. Edit track name.
We're going to call this
selection
triangle.
Pain. 3-4 arm triangle.
And then we're going to go into the effects.
FX track 4 triangle dialog. FX add button.
Shift tab twice to the add button. Press up arrow.
A magical 8-bit plug 2. Pulse slash square combo box. Pulse slash square collapse.
And from here, I'm going to press down arrow.
Triangle.
To go to triangle. And then we can press escape from here.
Unsaved project.
So now. We have two squares and a triangle. We need one more track.
3-4 triangle. 1 track. 1 track added. 4-5 triangle. Edit track
and
name.
We're going to name this track
Selection.
Noise.
Pain.
FX, and then we're going to go into the effects.
FX add button.
Shift tab twice. Up arrow.
The magical 8-bit plugged noise.
And then down arrow in that combo box until you reach noise.
Triangle. Noise.
I was curious if there was DPCM in here, but there's not the... The plugin doesn't do that. So we have four instruments now. Two squares, a triangle, and a noise.
Four triangle.
For reference,
arms.
The triangle
virtual
sounds
MIDI
like this.
Unsafe.
And
not when playing. Record normal. An arm.
The noise.
Five more. Virtual MIDI keyboard. Arms.
Sounds like this.
Unsafe.
So,
unarmed.
Usually what you would do is the main melody would be on the first square layer. The second one would have supporting melody, or you can do chords if you want to do like arpeggiated chords and stuff like that. That is how people used to do chords back in the NES days, is they would do like, I'm just going to
send
another test message just to...
Test. Dan Juro says test.
Okay. Just to make sure the chat reader's still working. I've been having some issues with the chat reader on macOS, so I just want to make sure that it's all up and running and stuff. Anyway, so that is how people did chords back in the NES hardware days, when you had to deal with the hardware limitations and you know, of the sound chip and all that. They would... basically have a bunch of very rapid notes in close proximity to each other, which sounds like chords. And so that's how people would do that. Triangle is usually used as the bass line, and the noise is usually used as drums. So, now that we've got that, I have already set the tempo to what I want, but I'll go in here so you can see.
Project settings dialog HZ.
So we're in the project settings now. You get in there by pressing Alt plus Enter.
Okay, cancel button.
We're going to tab until we get to BPM or tempo or whatever.
Save as default. Property paid combo box called BPM. Edit selected 110.
As you can see, I set that to 110. You can also... press H to, you can press H rhythmically 4 times at the tempo that you want it to be at. So that basically means tap tempo is what you're doing there. and that will set the tempo at the speed, at the average speed anyway, I think, of how quickly you're tapping the key. So, I've set the tempo already.
Four triangle.
We're going to go back up.
Three, two square layer one. All tracks unarmed.
I'm going to make sure all the tracks are unarmed. If you want to play stuff on a keyboard and record that way, you absolutely can do that. I don't. I like to step record. Plus, I'm not good at playing a keyboard anyway. So, basically, we're going to jump to the top here. And I'm going to set a start marker with the left bracket.
Set selection start.
And so, for reference, in case you don't use that key very much, that's to the right of the P key on the keyboard. And then I'm going to jump forward quite a ways.
Bar 2. Bar 45. Bar 50.
And I'm going to press right bracket.
Selected from start of project to cursor.
And now I'm going to press shift insert twice. Now, you didn't hear any screen reader feedback there. There isn't any, unfortunately, for that particular command. But what that has done is that has inserted a MIDI item on the track. So now I'm going to press control left arrow to highlight that new item that we just created.
102 square layer 1 MIDI bar 1.
And if I press control shift period, that will jump me to the end of the item.
Bar 50.
At bar 50, because that's where I set the end marker.
102.
You don't need to make it that big strictly. I have just done this because it makes it easier so I don't have to lengthen the item later or whatever. I can just have it be super long, and then I can trim it to size if I need it to be shorter. So, we're going to press Control E now, and that's going to put us in the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape, 02 square layer 1 MIDI dialogue, MIDI view 1 4 7 10 30.
So you're going to hear all that. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start working on the main melody of this. Now, I'm going to be playing Super
Leon. The Bite Bender says, maybe you can teach me to make music, ha ha.
I could try. I hope my teaching method is all right. I'm doing my very best, but I'm not a teacher, so I'm not the best at this sort of thing, but I try. So basically, I'm going to be making a cover, basically a medley of the Super Liam theme, because that's the game I'm going to be playing on Friday. I'm going to be doing a no damage run, and I'm going to be doing like a... I'm going to try to do a speed run at the same time because I've gotten proficient enough at that. Anyway, I'm going off topic here. So, I am going to try to stylistically make this similar to both the regular Super Liam tracks as well as the Super L-A-I-M tracks. I'm going to try to make them similar to both. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start inserting notes. Now, I'm going to show you how to customize certain plugin settings as well as we go along. But for now, I'm just going to do the stock sound, how it sounds by default. So to insert a note, first you want to set your grid division. And you do that using Control Shift and the number row. So I'm going to press Control Shift and 3.
Grid 30 seconds.
That set the grid to 30 seconds. 30 second notes. That's what I'm going to be working with here in this case. But you could do
grid 16.
16th notes as well. That's Control Shift 6. And you can do 8th notes, Control Shift 8.
Grid 8.
I'm going to set it back to 30 second notes though.
Grid 30 seconds.
There are plenty of other note types that you can set as well, but we're just going to go with 30-second notes at this point. And then you press I, and that has just inserted a note at the current grid position that I'm highlighted on. So if I press left arrow,
bar 1 beat 10%.
It does not play the note again, but it basically has highlighted it. And then I'm going to turn numlock on.
Numlock on.
Because we're going to be using the numpad for a lot of this stuff. I'm going to hit Alt 9 a few times.
D-sharp 4106. D-sharp 4127.
That has set our velocity for that note to 127. You kind of have to do this for all the notes. I'm probably not going to do this again until I can select all the notes and then set their velocity and stuff like that. But yeah, this is how velocity basically means like the volume of the note.
The Bytefinder says, are you screwed if you don't have a numpad?
No, there are non-numpad commands. I just don't know what they are, to be honest. I only know the numpad ones. It's easier for me to do it that way, but you don't have to. I think there are non-numpad commands. By the way, to find this out, you can press F4 to go into the actions list. I won't do that now, but you press that to go into the actions list, and then you can filter for something like
D-sharp 4127. Shortcut help on. Edit note velocity plus 10. Shortcut help off.
Note velocity plus 10 or something like that. Or you could just type in note velocity and you tab to the list and you can find it in there. And then you can set multiple shortcuts per action. So after you highlight that, you can tab to that list of shortcuts and go through that and find which one is which. You can also press F12 to toggle shortcut help on and off. So if you want to just press a bunch of keys on the keyboard to figure out what stuff does.
The Bytefinder says, does 30 second refer to the length of the note to be inserted? Relative
yes.
To what? Excuse my lack of terminology.
So a 30 second note means basically how many notes can fit in the current bar. So let me actually
one event removed.
Delete this. Actually, no, I don't
undo
I don't have to delete. Do that. I'm going to undo that.
R2.
So I'm going to turn on the metronome.
Metronome off.
It was already on.
Metronome on.
But you basically press Control-Shift-M to turn on the metronome. So you hear this. That is a bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's at 110 beats per minute. I might actually speed that up.
Unsaved project. Project settings. OK. Can't save. Copy time slash edit. Select the time. BPM. Time 4. Blank. Blank. BPM. Edit to 1. 1. 0. 1.
Let's go to
0.
125.
Unsaved. 1 0.
Yeah, that works.
MIDI tapes. 1 note.
So now, R2. That first click is when you get the first beat of that bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 30-second notes are would basically mean that you can fit 32 of those in a bar. If you're trying to insert notes and you don't want them to overlap, you put one after the other. When you line them all up, 32 of them can fit in a bar at once. So that is basically the length. 30-second notes. There's also 64th, 128, 16, 8, 4, which means, you know, one per beat, and then 1, which means one per bar. So, yeah.
Grid hole.
Grid hole. A whole note fits an entire bar. And then
grid quarter.
Quarter fits on a single beat of that bar.
Grid 30 seconds.
So, I have this note here at the beginning. So now I'm going to press...
Num lock off. Num lock on. D sharp 4, 13.
Alt plus 8. Alt plus numpad 8, sorry.
D sharp 5.
To increase it by an octave. So now I'm going to lower it by a few semitones by pressing numpad 2. That will go down by 1.
C5.
Oh, God.
C5.
Okay, that is a thing that happens. Let me, while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to save my project. There is a key where if MIDI notes get
save
stuck,
project dialogue,
you can
file
press
name,
that key and it will basically stop all of them.
Auto saves.
I modified. Can't remember what that key is.
Folder view list.
And I can't even remember what the action is called.
Folder view list.
So...
Folder view list.
Let's
OneDrive.
Go to hard drive.
Hard drive. Folder view list.
Let's go to
audio.
Audio.
Three.
Reaper folder media.
Music.
Kami Kitsune says never seen that happen with magical 8-bit. Also, it's F3.
Oh, thank you.
Folder.
Much appreciated. So covers. I'm gonna make a
new folder.
SL medley.
So medley date mod folder view list.
And then we're gonna save this
name.
SL medley.
Dialogue. So medley reaper.
Save your work frequently.
Shortcut help send all notes off and all sounds off to all MIDI output / plugins.
Okay,
shortcut.
Cool, thank you.
10.
I appreciate it.
MIDI tape.
Yeah,
one note.
I have forgotten. So what I'm gonna do now is
C5, 13%.
Hold on. Let me figure out what my root note is going to be. I wanted it to be in the key of A. Ah.
C5.
Okay. So basically, I like to do a little thing called grace notes, which is when you have a note, but you don't just play it outright. You have a note leading into it, a very short one. So basically, this is my little short note.
Before 13%.
It says 13% because that's the length of the note. So yeah, it'll say like 13% because it goes like 13% of the way through the beat. Reaper is not like other DAWs where it goes based off of tick. So that's just something to keep in mind. It's based off of percentage, essentially. So now I'm going to hit Alt Shift Right Arrow.
Bar 1 beat 1. 0% one note. 13%.
Okay. So we're now at 13% of the way through the beat. I'm going to insert another note.
Bar 1, 13%. C sharp.
And then up.
All notes off.
Jeez. And then up it to
C sharp 5, 13%.
C sharp 5. Okay. So I'm just trying to recall the Super Liam title theme in my head.
C sharp 5, 25%. C sharp 5, 38%.
So I'm going to make that 38% long. Now, percentage is basically, you know, it helps to know if you're halfway through a beat or a quarter of the way. So,
bar 38%, 50%.
50% is halfway through the beat. I made that one note 38% because, you know, 13 plus 38 is 51, but because of how this works, because of how grid divisions work and stuff like that, 38 is, you know, 38 to 13 is basically 50 in this case. I know it doesn't make sense. It's kind of weird. You don't really have to think about the math all that much, though. But basically, it's how you know where you are in a beat. So it helps to know that information. Anyway, I'm going to press I because we want this next note to be halfway through beat one.
All notes off. F5. E5.
So now I'm going to make this note 50% long. And by the way, you adjust the length of a note by pressing numpad 3 and numpad 1. Numpad 1 lowers it, numpad 3 increases it.
E5 25, E5 38, E5 50%. Bar 7 88%. B2 0%.
And then we're going to go to 0%. Now, I'm going to select all
three
the notes.
Three notes, velocity, three notes, three, three,
and just, oh God.
All notes off.
I hate it when it does that.
B2 0%.
I think if I was to reload the project, it would stop doing this, but I don't want to waste more time than is necessary. Anyway, I like to do note reverb. Now, how you do that with 8-bit stuff is they didn't have reverb back in the day. What you wanted to do if you wanted to emulate that is you have a note at the same key as the notes that you just played. So we're going to put another note.
All notes off.
Actually, you know what? I think I am going to reload the project just really fast. Just so it stops holding those damn notes.
Reaper. Reaper V7. Open project. Media. Date. Sumedly.rpp. Reaper. Sumedly. 3 square. 2 square. Layer 1. 1 item. 1 0.
Here we go.
Midi tape. Bar 1.
So, what we're going to do for this second note that I put at the same key, essentially, is we're going to lower its velocity.
E-5-46. E-5-49. E-5-50.
We're going to lower it to
E-5-30. E-5-20.
So it's kind of quiet. And that's basically how you do reverb. You have a quieter note at the same key, and it the way it sounds, the way it leads into that quieter note, it makes it feel like reverb or echo or whatever. So now
E5 50%.
We make that 50% long.
Bar 20 38% 50%.
And now we're gonna just insert some more notes.
Bar 150% E4 E5 106 E5 126 E5 127.
All right. So now I'm gonna make this one a beat long.
E5 63% E5 1 beat. Bar 1 beat.
And then I'm going to insert another note.
Bar 1 beat 350%. Stop.
Right here. We're going to do the reverb thing again.
E5 16 E5 26 E5 20.
By the way, like I said, Alt and then numpad 7 and 9 will adjust the velocity by 10. Numpad 7 and 9 by itself will just adjust it by 1.
E5 38%, E5 25.
I'm going to make this 25%. We'll see how this sounds afterwards.
Bar 75 per 88, B4 0%.
And now we're going to...
Bar 1 beat. D sharp 5, D5, D5 120.
I'm going to insert some more notes. You already know how to navigate between notes at this point, so if you know how things should go, like rhythmically and how they're supposed to sound, at first it takes a little bit of trial and error to know where all the notes go. That's one of those things that you just have to, you have to practice it and understand how long a note lasts in relation to like the numbers that you're hearing, right? And then you can sort of just take it from there, really, and adjust as need be. And if a note is too long or too short, you can adjust it as normal and you know, put notes where you need them to go and all that sort of thing. It's not really a thing that I can explain that easily, but I'm hoping that what I'm doing so far is helpful in a way to show how to do this sort of thing. So,
D5, 13%.
So I'm just going to insert
bar one,
some more notes.
Bar E5, 126, E5, 38%. Bar 38%, 50%. Bar 50%, D-sharp, D5, D5, 41%, oh, D5, 13%.
Yeah.
D5, 127.
By the way, Alt and the numpad 1 and 3 will lengthen or will shorten or lengthen a note by pixel amount rather than grid amount. And to adjust pixels, that's basically like the visual zoom on the screen. So it is important to understand how the zoom works if you want to do this sort of precision thing. Basically, you zoom out like 600 pixels per second or whatever, and you can zoom out even more to 1,000 or even more if you need to be that precise. And zooming basically affects like pixel length and all that, and you can adjust a note by that length if you need even finer control over the length than what adjusting it by grid will give you. I accidentally hit that key when I didn't want to, so I had to set it back.
D5, 13%, D5, 38%, bar 75%, 88%, bar 2, B1, 0, bar, D5, 120, C-sharp 5, C-sharp 5, 38%, C-sharp 5, bar 25, 38%, 50%, bar 5, C-sharp 4, a 4, a 4, 63%, a 4, 1 beat, bar 2, B2, 50%, bar beat, D4, F sharp 4, D4, 63%, bar 63%, F sharp 4, 25, F sharp 4, 50, F sharp 4, 38, bar 88%, B3, 0%, bar beat,
All right, so I set the notes sort of how I want them, and this is a good place to kind of preview them to see how they sound. Let me just make sure the velocity is good.
All right.
So now you can press Control Home to jump to the beginning of the MIDI item that you're currently in, and space will play back. I just want to see how this sounds real quick. So it sounds a bit choppy at the minute, and it's lacking color. We will fix that here in a minute. I just want to get the notes in place for now. And that's the thing. It's gonna, when you're working on a project, it takes time. You want to insert the notes first, and you don't want to be worried about the color of it, how dull it sounds or what have you. You wanna get those notes in first and then worry about that later.
Bar 5, bar 2, beat.
So
bar 3, beat 1.
Let's insert some more notes.
Bar E5. C sharp D5. C-sharp 5. C5. D4. 13%. Bar 3. C-sharp 5. C-sharp 5, 38%. C-sharp 5, 5.
Actually, you know what
bar
I could do instead? Since these notes at the beginning of this next bar are exactly the same, I can show you copying and pasting. So,
bar 1.
This kind of works like a Word document, if you want to think of it like that. So, left and right arrows will move you between chords. By the way, up and down arrow will move you between will move you between notes in the current chord that you're focused on. But left and right will move you between chords on the grid and stuff like that. Shift with the arrow keys will add to selection. It's kind of like working with a text document or Microsoft Word or whatever. So I'm going to select these notes with shift and right arrow. So that beginning part is the same. So now we're just going to paste here.
Eight events added.
And that pastes them exactly in the same positions just on the bar that you're currently on. So that's a good way if you want to put notes where you want them. Very sensible design.
Bar 3, 50%, 63%.
So.
75%, 88%, bar 4, beat 1, 0%. Bar 3, beat 4, 38%, D5. 0%, D5. Beat 3, 88%. Undo MIDI editor. Unselect all events.
Undo MIDI editor. Paste events.
Bar
1, even.
Bar 2. Bar 3. 8 events added.
So let's fix that.
Beat 4, 38%, D5. 0, beat 38%, 0%. Undo MIDI editor. Unselect all events. Undo MIDI editor. Paste events.
Okay. Bar 1, 1. Something's up.
Bar 2. Bar 1, 1 note. 13, 0. 14 events select. 14 events copied.
Ah. Okay. Hold on.
Bar 50.
Let me.
Bar 1, 1. Beat 4, 0%. D 13%, 50%. D 5. 9 events copied.
There we go. For some reason, it didn't include the first
one
note, I think.
Bar 3.
Right. Let's see.
9, bar 1, bar 3. Bar 3, 63%, 788, bar 4, beat 1, 0%. Bar 3, bar 4, beat 1, C5, C-sharp 5, C-sharp 5, 63%, C-sharp 5, 75%, C-sharp 5, C-sharp 5, 120, bar 25%, 0%.
Whoops.
C-sharp 5.
By the way, Alt, Shift, and up and down arrows will set the
C-sharp 5
octave of
C5, C-sharp 5.
The next note to be inserted, and Alt up and down arrows will adjust it by semitone. That's the next note that you insert. I don't use that key very much. I don't use those keystrokes very much. I just insert notes and raise them and lower them as needed. But it's available if you need it.
Bar 4, beat 1, 0%. 38%, 50%, 63%, 75%. Bar 4, beat 75%. D5. D5, 38%.
Down. Okay.
D5, 50%. D5, 88%. D5, 75%. Bar 4, beat 2, 0%. 30%, 50%. Bar 4, beat 2. D5. D5, 38%. D5, 50%. Bar 7, 88%. B3, 0%. Bar B. C sharp 5. B2, B3, 0, C sharp 4, A4. A4, 38%. A4, 50%. Bar 25%, 38%, 50%. 0%. A4, 75, A4, 80, A4, 1 beat. Bar 4, beat 4. Bar B. B4, C5, B4, 13%, bar 4, 13, C5, C5, 25%, C5, 38%, bar 4, 38%, 50%, bar 5, B4, B4, 50%, B4, 25%, bar 75%, 80%, 75%, bar 75%, A4, 20%.
And like I said, I'm not explaining very much here. Mainly because making music involves basically translating your thoughts into and even like making covers like I'm doing now is it involves translating thoughts, translating how you think of notes and stuff like that into how they need to be adjusted in the software. So think of this interface, I suppose, as an interface to your thoughts, I suppose is the best way to put it. Once you learn how to use the interface, the commands that you need, it basically involves imagining how something is going to sound, and then you just map out what you hear in your head. It's not one of those things that can really be explained too much, I think, unless you want to take like a music theory class in college or something. in which case, you can probably be taught this sort of stuff. I don't know music theory. I just know how things sound in my head, and I have a relatively good idea of how to translate what's in my head into how to assign things in the software. That's all I know. So I know some theory stuff here and there, but not enough to really be useful on that front. So just keep that in mind.
Bar 4, bar 4, 50, 75, bar 4, 38%, bar 4, bar 5, 10%.
All right. Let's see how this sounds. Yeah, so I may adjust these notes later, just to make sure. Hard drive, I think, is spinning up, so this thing is
50% D5. R4 beat R3 beat 4 50% 70.
Just make sure the velocity is right.
R0% D5 50%
So,
one note, 31 event, bar.
Now I'm going to select all the notes and just paste them on this bar.
31 events added, bar 1, 1 note, 50%, 0%, bar 5, bar 4.
Okay, and now.
E4 1 beat 13%, E4 63%, E4 50%, bar 25%, 38%, 50%, bar 6 50%, E4.
And we're gonna do the echo thing again.
E4 36, E4 26, E4 21, E4 20, E4 25%, bar 75%, 88%, beat 4 0%, bar 6 beat 4 0%, E4 1 E4 13%. Bar 13% E4 127 F sharp 4 F sharp 438%.
Okay.
Bar 16 38%, 50%. Bar 50% F sharp 4. D sharp 4 A 425 A 438 A 450%. Bar 7 B 10% B4 13% 50% E5 B20% E5 D6 C5 C sharp 5 1 B20% 50%, B3, 1 event removed. Bar B3, C sharp 5, E F 5. F sharp 5.
Okay.
F sharp 5, 25%, F sharp 5, 50. Bar 7, B3, 63%, 88%, B4, 0%, 1 note. B 0%.
B 0%. It can also help, as another tip, if you need to get an idea for how something sounds, if you know how to whistle or hum, that can help you figure out, and then you can at the right key, and then move the note up to match if you know how it's supposed to sound. You can do that. That is a thing that I do sometimes.
50% B3F, B4 0%. 13, 50% D5. 63%, 50% D5. D5, 25%. R7, 75%. R7, 70F, D5, D5. C sharp 5. C sharp 50%, B2E5, B3, 50, 70, R8, B1, 0%, 75, B2, 50, B3, 0%, 4. One event removed. R8, B2, 50, B3, 0%, C, D5, D5, F5, F, G, sharp, A5, A sharp 5, D5, A sharp 5, A5. 13%. Bar 13% of H, D5. D5, 50%. D5, 75%. D5, 88%. D5, 1 beat. R8, beat 4, B4, 13%. 4 events, B3, 13%, B5. 0, beat 4. R8, beat 4. D5, 127, a 5. A 5, 63%, a 5, 88%, a 5, 1 beat.
Okay, let's see.
R8, 0%, B4, 0%,
D4. So that this will come to sound better.
19 notes.
Let's see. All right.
Bar.
Okay, so I think this is a good part, a good place to just for the time being call it on this particular instrument, not the whole stream, but I'm gonna continue work on this particular, you know, the next section later. I just want you guys to get an idea of how I do certain things. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some more adjustments.
Two square layer effect colors ask top gain max.
We're going to go to
attack 5 portamento time.
Portamento time
value slider 0.00,
and I'm going to increase that
0.02
ever so slightly.
0.04. So medley.
Oh, I shouldn't have closed it because I still wanted to do stuff.
Release.
And then release.
Value slider 0.00.
I want the release to be a bit higher so that it's not popping at the end of notes. So we're just going to
0.002. 0.008.
Increase that a little bit.
0.011.
The byte bender says it's adjusted before the stream is broken.
I don't know what's happening for you. It shouldn't be broken.
0.010. Parameter combo box release 8. Collect.
I just realized I should be recording this at the same time.
Go XLR use Frostcast 0. Audio repeater 1. So medley modified. Folder.
Give me just a second. Just in case the stream is broken.
Items view list. Select.
I need to be proactive in making sure that we have offline archives.
Gold wave list. Items view list. Gold wave 3 of 3. Gold
open
control. Record new.
Gold wave. And.
Control proper tab. Control system. Device. Test label. Combo box record grouping. Combo box line 4. Virtual audio cable.
Yep,
control.
Okay.
Record new button. Gold wave. Workspace.
Right.
1, 2, stereo. Untitled 1. Select all deleted. Record.
All right. So.
Medley modified.
Just in case the archive's messing up, hopefully when I put together the edited version later, the rest of the stream won't be broken in the same way. Anyway.
102 square layer 11.
So now we've got some stuff on the release. I increased the... Did I increase the portamento time?
FX per portamento value slider 0.04.
Yes, I did.
So
okay. 102. So now, in order to prevent some of these popping noises, so you can hear that, we're going to increase the length of the notes to overlap with each other. By the way, you don't want to do that while you're inserting notes, because Reaper is kind of buggy and it causes things to break a little bit. When you get to multiple notes overlapping and stuff, I don't know why they haven't fixed the bugs yet, but they haven't. They've been around for several years now. Anyway, I'm going to increase the length of this to overlap with the next note.
13%, 0%, num lock off. Num lock D4, 25%, R1, B1, 13%.
And I'm going to do that for all the notes.
The Byte Bender says the stream seems to be broken for me. I can't play it.
Hold on.
Gold Wave Row, Go XLR, Frostcast 0.4, Mute, Disconnect, Checkbox, Check Alt, Plus D.
Send button, send a message, type your message here, text entry area. Is there anyone else here having the same problem? Is there anyone else here having the same problem?
Let me try.
Visit fire, making music for open side doc, enter
the Byte Bender says, can you play it yourself?
Let me see.
Visit, go live, search button, play button, visit, play button. Making music for super pause and for more items. Group may make music for super pause and for more items. Search, visit, beep, enter, h, doc, side, open, making fire, hour, interrupt, previous, beep, one, default, voice system, assertive, screen reader, polite, screen reader, radio button, enable chat reader, expand, send, but, send a message, type your message here, text entry area. Yes, Dan Jaro says, yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, I think, Bender might be having some internet issues, possibly.
0, 30.
So like I say,
C-sharp 5, 38%.
We're going to make the notes overlap.
C-sharp 5, 50%. RE5, R1, B2, Z, R1, B2, 50%.
I'm going to turn speech off while I do this.
Speech mode off.
And actually, you don't want to...
The Byte Bender says, there we go. I forgot I had a VPN on and it was acting up.
Ah.
Speech D5, 50%.
Gotcha.
R3, B4, D5, 50%. R3, B4, D5. 13% D5. 50% D5, 50%. R4, B1, 0%. R3, B5, 63%. R4, B1, 0%. C sharp 5.
So, like I say, you want to increase... Now, the only time you don't want to increase the length of a note is when it's, like, the last note, and you don't want it to over... Or you don't want it to go longer than you want. So, like, that one, I'm going to leave that one alone. And I should leave that one alone as well. Yeah, I'm leaving the reverb notes alone because I wanted them to be a certain length and cut off at a certain point. Alright, and since that's the last note, we're not gonna touch it. Let's see how this sounds. Nope, that portamento is way too much, so we're gonna lower it.
FX portamento value 0.02. So medley.
Might still
FX parameter portamento top value slider 0.02. 0.01. So medley.
We're gonna
MIDI tape R7 C sharp 5 13% R1
I messed some notes up, so there we go. All right, so if we want this to sound, let's actually add some attack to this as well. So